Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. And this video is asking, what's the connection between Donald J. Trump and Nigel Farage? Will Reform UK benefit from the Republican ascendancy? Because the Republican Party, of course, swept the board in November. The United States, obviously winning the presidency. They've got the Senate and the House of Representatives just. Some gubernatorial races, they got the majority of governorships. Most state legislatures as well. Even if not by a huge margin, winning the popular vote, 51%. They only won by 1.5 percentage points, but in the Electoral College, they won decisively, 7 out of 7 swing states. Now, Farage is the only prominent politician in the United Kingdom who regularly sings the praises of Donald Trump. I remember way back in 2016, Farage going to the United States to address a Trump rally. And he said he wouldn't interfere in American politics, but he said, if I were an American, I would never vote for Hillary Clinton. Well, impliedly, then he would vote for Trump. And I know they're minor parties like the Greens, the Libertarians, Reform Party, but everyone knew it was a two-horse race. Third-party candidates, well, there hasn't even been a third-party person in Congress for almost a century. In the 90s, Ross Perot had a significant impact on two presidential elections. But there was really no prospect even then, when Perot got 19% of the vote, that he was going to even get a single electoral vote. So are there similarities between the two men? Well, obviously, there's quite an age gap. Trump's born in 1946, whereas Farage was born in 1963. They're both from a conurbation, are close to it. Farage from Kent, so just outside London. For all this is sort of anti-metropolitan bombast. Trump is actually a New Yorker. His family was based in that city for two generations. And so many people he appointed to prominent positions are also from the Big Apple. Now, Trump appeals to the redneck demographic, and obviously far beyond that, because the redneck demographic is way less than 51% of the population, not even half that, which means, I suppose, white working class people in the southern states, especially. Now, you might say there's no real equivalent to that in the United Kingdom, but Reform UK's base is middle-aged and older whites, working class people without tertiary education, in suburban and rural eastern England. That's where they're very strong up the east coast for some places. Place been economically left behind, former UKIP voters and otherwise people floating voters who weren't committed Conservative or Labour voters. So a bit more male than female, and so on. People who are preoccupied by immigration. There's anti-woke rhetoric from the Republican Party as well as Reform UK. People who are disenchanted with conventional politics. So that's how these are some of the similarities. Now, of course, there are things which don't cross the Atlantic. The concern about gun rights in the United Kingdom is just really not a factor. When after the Dunblane massacre, when people were deprived of their gun rights, there was very little pushback against that. And I support restrictions on firearms, maybe gone some a little bit too far in the United Kingdom, or way too lax in the US generally. So Trump proves to people like Reform UK that they can win. Now, of course, the similarities can't be overemphasized. There's very little appetite for beefing up in the military in the United Kingdom, even though they talk about it. Okay, the mainstream party spent a tiny bit more. There are not that many asylum seekers coming to the United Kingdom. To the United States, whereas they are to the UK. Like, you know, US take Ukraine's side in the Ukraine war, and there are very, very few Ukrainians have gone to the US. About 8 million Ukrainians have gone to the US, only about one sort of left since the war, and about 1% have gone to the United States. What else? Religiosity. It's a much bigger factor in the United States. Over 50% of the population go to an act of worship at least once a week. In the United Kingdom, it's much lower, about 10%, many of whom are Muslim. So identifying as a practicing Christian is not advantageous in the United Kingdom, might even be seen as distasteful. So there are similarities between the two, but there are important dissimilarities. In the old days of Theresa May, Conservative Prime Minister, Farage even put himself forward to be ambassador to the United States when Trump was there. But there's no way she was appointing him, even under Boris Johnson. They didn't want to give Farage that airtime, that prominence. He was to try and keep him as a fringe figure. I mean, obviously, there's Brexit. Well, the United States is not part of any organization which is analogous to the European Union. There is NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which Trump was a day one abominator of when Bill Clinton introduced it way back in 1993. So supposedly deregulation is anti-environmentalism, anti-intellectualism, really being anti-scientific. I mean, both men have no higher education. Yes, I know Trump went to Wharton Business School, but surely he didn't pass that. He's not literate on an adult level. So because his father was a very, very wealthy man, he could simply pay the fees, pay a bribe if necessary, and Trump be awarded whatever degree he wanted. Trump was able to set up. Could you do your next video with your shirt off? Oh, thank you so much, Pop Barn. Well, if you pay me enough money, I will. Are you going to... Okay. Pay me 20 quid into that account and I will. And if you pay me even more, I'll send you photos that are even more exciting. How about that? So I think Reform UK is near its ceiling because Trump is deeply unpopular in the United Kingdom. He's got a very bad approval rating. It's sort of like minus 60%. So not even all Reform UK voters admire him. So by overemphasizing connectivity with the Trump base or the Republican Party, that will put people off in the United Kingdom. Now, Trump, evil, evil bastard, but he has done some things for the pro-life movement, has been a voice for the voiceless in that way. So even the devil can speak true occasionally. But in the United Kingdom, that's very unpopular. Sadly, those who recognize the rights of children in utero is in about 15% of the UK population. So that's a policy which just wouldn't play well in the United Kingdom. Farage, no doubt, if he became prime minister, which I think highly improbable, he would sell Scotland to Trump as a golf course. Trump's obviously, he's half North British and he owns several golf courses there. I'm surprised leftists didn't break in there at night and burn these things down or vandalize them or put weed killer on the greensward or the fairway to ruin it, because that would be an easy way to strike back at him or to lower the value of his investments. All these Trump hotels. I mean, I thought people like ISIS might attack all these Trump properties around the world, but it didn't happen. So that's why I think identifying too closely with Trump will actually limit their appeal. And they don't want to be seen as subservient to them, but they think, oh, that somehow Trump is pro-British. Well, not really. He's not as scornful towards the United Kingdom or as hostile as he is towards many other countries, but he's got a weather vane mind. There's no telling what he's going to do next. He can espouse some policy and suddenly there'll be a walk back. So we never know what's going to happen next. So, yeah. There are some things which don't work very well if you try and translate them from British to American. So that's why I think Reform UK, it's going to be quite significant in the next Westminster elections, maybe like 4 years off. I had thought it might sort of shrivel up and be very minor by midterm, but so far it's looking like I'm mistaken. Not 5 or 6 at the moment. They'll get a few more. So there'll be a major fly in the ointment for the Conservative Party, really retarding the Conservative recovery. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.